joining, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. What a joy it is. Today is September 22nd, 2021, Wednesday. Right now, it's 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it is me, Dr. Gina, right here with you, and I wouldn't rather be anywhere else other than heaven with God. But I love being with you. All right, you guys, we have a wonderful show today. We have Victoria Robinson. She's pro-life. We're going to hear about her take and what she's standing up for and concerning abortion and my rights, my choice, my body, and all of that. We're going to be talking about that. Yeah, it gets pretty raw here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So right now, go ahead and tune in and tell a friend. Go ahead and dial them up. Go ahead and text them up. DM them, tag them, and let them know we are on live right now. Listen, if you have Alexa, go ahead and say, "Hey, Alexa." I don't know if you knew this, but you could say, "Hey, Alexa, play Gina's Radio Chat," and it'll bring you right into the show. Or you could say, "Hey, Google, play BBS Radio," and it'll bring you into the show. Or you can download the app at your app store, take your USB cord with you, take us in the car, take us everywhere you are, walking, jogging, shopping, whatever, even at work, at your cubicle or what have you, you can listen to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We have over 1 million listeners worldwide. You know why? Because we have the best producers ever, and we're live streaming on over 125 live streaming networks, including iHeart and Apple and Podcasts and Spotify, just a name a few. Am I boasting? Yes, I am. Why? Because God did that. And I'm so glad he did. All right. That's why we get to reach everywhere and one from Portugal to Pakistan to Lebanon to China to Laos to everywhere. We're all over, baby. Go ahead and join with us on bbsradio.com and you can listen to all the wonderful shows. But I have to be saying that mine is the best. And you guys help it be the best. All right, you guys. All right. I love you so much. And then we have Minister Nicole Atkinson. She's going to be joining us with her In His Presence segment. You know, I love that segment. So that's going to be going down today as well. And of course, you know, the show will not be complete unless we have a ministerial moment. Yes, I got a word today. All right, so let's get started with today's weather. It is 77 degrees in D.C. and drizzling. You got rain all day long. Your high is going to be 79 degrees in D.C. Detroit, 59 degrees. Your high is going to be 61. Showers all day for you as well. Dallas, you are 73 degrees and sunny. Your high is going to be 82 degrees today. So be prepared for that wonderful weather. 81 degrees in Jacksonville, Florida. Your high is going to be 88 degrees. Beautiful weather. Oh, man, Jacksonville, I love you. London, you are 72 degrees, partly sunny, partly cloudy. That's your high. You're waking up to 54 degrees and 70 in 74 is going to be your high tomorrow. Los Angeles, you are 72 degrees right now and hot already. 72 and sunny. Your high today is going to be 90 degrees and sunny and hot. Okay? Just so we just are clear, it's hot. All right. Kenya, you are 82 degrees today. That's your high. Cloudy right now. You're waking up to 72 degrees. 90 degrees is going to be your high tomorrow. 70 and showers. Hawaii, you are 52 degrees. 52 degrees is your high, where you are right now. 66 is going to be your high today, and you got showers. 52 is going to be what you wake up to. 70 is going to be your high tomorrow, but it's going to be an adjustment, partly sunny tomorrow for you, no showers. Australia, you are 45 degrees. That's your high right now. That's where you are now. 70 degrees is going to be your high. 43 is what you're waking up to. 61 is your high tomorrow. Puerto Rico, you are 79 degrees right now. 81 is going to be your high. You just got a little bit of showers this afternoon at noon. You're waking up to 66 degrees. 82 is going to be your high. Portugal, you are 70 degrees right now. That's your high. 54 degrees is what you're waking up to. 64 is your high tomorrow, partly sunny. And that is the weather for today. Listen, if I didn't name your city, your state, your continent, your country, or your nation, Guess what? It doesn't matter. God is still in control and has the final say, no matter what's going on with you, through you, around you, or about you. He is still in control. And guess what? I am rooting for you. I know God's got you, and it is all working out for your good. In Jesus' name. All right, you guys, that was the weather. All right, and so now we're going to go right into ministerial moment. After the sponsorship break, we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12 and 1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get In the Weight of Every Loss.
All right, now we're getting ready for ministerial moment. We're right into it right now. So it's a couple of things I want to talk about. First of all, I definitely want to talk about the Haitians at the border and how they're being treated. If you go on my Instagram at Gina R. Prince, you can see some clips from there, but you can also Google. You can go on CNN. It's everywhere. The photographs are horrific. I'm bringing attention to it because I am just beyond disturbed by what I'm seeing. Whips and horses. I don't, you know, when Afghanistan came, they provided Airbnb, they provided shelter. It was hundreds of them. And here we are with, you know, the Haitians. They can't get across. They're being whipped with whips and they're being dragged with horses and just a horrendous sight. It's disturbing. It's really letting us know where we are still as a nation, as far as racism, as far as cultural differences, as far as just what's been under the rug that we just are so in denial about, to just see the whips and the horses. We have not changed our concept at all in this nation. And so I just want you guys, everyone all over the world, to go and Google the Haitians, migrants that's trying to get over to the United States, and look at the photos. Okay, just look at the photos. So I wanted to say that. Also, I want to talk about how it's difficult, you know, to, it says in the Bible that it's easier to get a camel in the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to get in heaven. Let me tell you something. I was in this Voice Clubhouse yesterday. I mean, well, that's the name of the thing. I wasn't going to say the name, but I was in this Voice app, okay? And I was in this room. And I'm telling you, the mentality of some wealthy people, and I know that I have some wealthy listeners here, and I love you, and this is, you know, you're a believer, and there's many wealthy believers, but there is just as many, if not more, wealthy unbelievers. And we were talking about, healing with natural remedies opposed to the medical, right? So it came up about miracles. And of course, I have my doctorate in theology. I've been in ministry for 18 years. And I shared my testimonies of hearing, of seeing with my eyes, blind eyes healed, tumors shrinking, fibroids shrinking. I've seen limbs grow out where they were crooked and then they ended up, you know, being on the same level, like their leg was shorter than the other. I've seen that. I've seen miracles. There have been miracle workers such as Catherine Kuhlman, Benny Hinn, I mean, Wigglesworth. I've seen their videos. I've seen Benny Hinn, moving in person. So I've seen these miracles. I've seen them in churches. I've seen them among with other thousands of and hundreds of other believers, right? But when I said that, this guy, one of the moderators, said, "Get the F out of here." And then he said, "I don't want to hear that BS." And he literally put me down in the audience. So then I didn't realize I was down in the audience. And then two or three other people pinged me to get back up in the audience. Let her finish. I don't have to listen. And then he's like, "Let her, I don't have to listen to this. This is crazy," and all of that. And I got to thinking, you know, I stayed in the room as long as God had allowed me to. And I got to thinking, and I said, this is what Jesus had to go through with the Sadducees and the Pharisees and with the Roman Empire, you know, the senators and the king at the time, you know, Herod and them. He had to go through that. You know, wealth, people start thinking analytical and they just don't realize anything about God. They don't realize that he is the creator of all things. They don't realize that. And so I got to thinking that, wow, this is what Jesus had to endure. This is what Jesus had to go through, you know. And what it took was that God increased his following. Then they wanted to hear. They didn't believe it, but they wanted to hear. They wanted to deny it, but they still wanted to hear. To be influential, we have to pray that God will be, that we will be an extension of his glory. We have to pray and ask God that he will extend his glory through us, through however means to get to be an influence of this world today. Because if you don't have, you know, multiple millions of people following you, or if you don't have, you know, multiple millions of dollars behind you, you know, these people are going to go, they're not going to spend eternal life with us. I don't know where they're going to go, but they're not going to spend eternal life with us. Because how can you go and spend eternal life with God if you don't even believe in him? How can you be with him if you don't believe in who he is? How can you go with him if you deny him? How can you go with him if you deny his power? You know, it says in the Bible, faith without, it's impossible to please him without faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. And so when we start idolizing people because they're wealthy, and we start idolizing them and making them gods because they have gained wealth without God, we are denying God. And so I just feel like there's something that God wanted to show me in this room, you know, and he keeps having me go in this room, and this room has 1200 plus people in there, but I always talk about Jesus. I never change. And people have denied it. They don't want to hear it. They have, you know, they have thought I was cuckoo. They have thought, but I'm going to always say what God wants me to say. And if I've seen miracles, then I'm going to stand up and say I've seen miracles, you know. And what I ended up saying is, at the end of the day, is that the very people that deny God and his power and his ability to heal and his ability to change people's lives supernaturally, and it has nothing to do with your might, your power, your analytical mind. It has nothing to do with that. It just is the grace and the mercy and the love and the favor of God, point blank and period. Okay? Those same people gonna be begging for God to heal them. And you know what? How special God is? He just might do it. You know what I'm saying? Because he has no respect to person. And just like Jesus said on that cross, he said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." And that's exactly what I asked God to do for those people in the room that mocked miracles of God, you know, that mocked, you know, and said curse words and acted a fool because they didn't want to believe in the miracles of God. Believe how powerful God is. Believe how powerful his word is. I'm never going to stop preaching the gospel to whomever. And you know what I love about God on the flip side? You know, he's merciful and he's graceful. But guess what else he says? He says he resists the proud and he raises up the humble. So those people that are high on the cloud and it's me that did it, I did it, I got the money, I'm wealthy, I'm this, I'm that, and I'm all of that, and I'm self-made and man-made and all of that. It'll be a day, because the Bible says it will be a day that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. You know, so I want to tell the people that even if your voice is rejected, just know that God has elevated you. You got to look at it the way God sees it, because every time Jesus was denied, he kept growing. It never stopped. So the more you're denied, the more you're mocked, the more you're growing in the things of God, the more he's equipping you, the more he's advancing you, the more he's expanding your territory. So don't be ashamed of the gospel ever. Don't let the wealthy people that deny God bully you. Don't let the fact that the educated or whatever might talk more articulate than you. It doesn't matter how articulate they are. Without power, it means nothing. Without grace and mercy, it means nothing. Without God, it means nothing. We can do nothing without God, point blank. I don't care how many people follow you. I don't care how many blue dots you get. I don't care how much thousands and wealth and jets and helicopters you got. If you don't have God, you are poor. That's how I say. You have nothing. And if God is with you, God, the Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? And the Bible also says that there is more for you than there is against you. So with God and his power and his favor and his grace and his mercy, you are wealthy. You have more than a lot of people. Your light is shining brighter than any. So don't take it personal. They're denying God. They're denying his light. They're denying freedom. They're denying health. They're denying strength. They're denying power. They're denying authority. They're denying the fullness of God. It's only a test, people of God. Saints of God, hear me. It's only a test. You are the light in darkness. Believe that. I'm talking to you, Instagram, and I'm talking to the listeners. You are light. And just like Jesus was denied and mocked, called Beelzebub, called the devil, called a liar, all of that, God continued to increase him, and God will continue to increase you. Just keep standing boldly for righteousness. I don't care how much money they got. They can never take Jesus away from you. You are wealthy with Jesus. You are wealthy. And if God can trust you with little, he will advance you to much. He knows what it's going to take to get the attention from these people. Can you be the voice trustworthy for the wealth, for the position, for the platform that's going to draw all men unto you? I don't care if it start off with your neighborhood, at your church, on your job. I don't care if it start off in a clubhouse room or one of these other speakeasy or Spotify, whatever these voice apps are. You better stand for Jesus or you'll fall for anything, especially in this day and time. Have mercy, Almighty God, on the wealthy that deny your power in Jesus' mighty name. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. And Lord, I ask you for each and every person that is listening to the sounds of my voice, that they, Lord God, will be an extension of your glory, light beaming so ever brightly in darkness, that it will convict the heart of many and it will bring them to repentance in Jesus' name. Father, have your way in every way of our lives. May you be glorified. May you be exalted. May you be worshiped. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you guys, this has been Ministerial Moments. You know, I always keep it real with you. Can't be no other way. The simple things conform the wise. Just let God use you, y'all. That's all. All right, we're going on to a commercial break, and then we got Victoria Robinson, and we're talking everything about pro-life. Where are you standing as a believer, as a Christian, as a human being? We're talking about it. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Loving you.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
You know, as we listen to Dr. Gina's teachings, there is such an anointing, a revelation that will bring breakthrough into every area of your life. Now we're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right. Thank you so much. Welcome to the show, Victoria. How are you?
Girl, I was just listening. I'm about to have church. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Let me tell you something. God is really doing something. I know that you are pro-life, and I'm so glad to have you on. It's just so good because we need to hear this voice, this sound in the atmosphere. I just want to, this is just a couch conversation. We're just sitting and chilling, but I just want to know what triggered this interest in you? What was the thing that ignited this fire?
Well, I can tell you that unfortunately for me, it happened because I chose abortion over 30 years ago. My husband at the time decided, Dr. Gina, he didn't want to be married anymore. And I had a 9-month-old and a 3-year-old and hadn't been working, maybe part-time here and there. And he just said, hey, I'm out of here. And he left. We lived in North Carolina at the time. He went to California. So he got out as far away from us as he could. No support emotionally, financially. I found myself trying to find jobs to feed my children. I worked 12 hours a day to take care of them. So I was in a really rough position, but determined to take care of my children. I mean, I was a good mom. I loved my kids. And I met a guy at one of my second jobs. We became sexually active. I fell madly in love. He was in love with me. And I thought this was the one, you know, the one I'm going to put my teeth in the same jar one day. And we were just so happy. And then 9 months into the relationship, I found out I was pregnant. Nothing had changed with my daughter's father. He was still not helping us at all, promising to visit, never showed up, promising to send a check, never did. And I was desperate. So when I told my boyfriend I was pregnant, knowing we'd already been talking about having children one day and getting married one day, I thought I'd get a different reaction, but he said, we're not ready. We're not married yet. We can have kids later. I think you need to look into abortion. You can't even take care of the children you've got. Wow. So I made a phone to an abortion clinic in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the woman on the other line showed me a lot of compassion. I felt like she cared about me, truly was giving me good advice. And she actually said to me, Dr. Gina, well, now, after hearing your story, honey, do you really think that you should bring another mouth to feed when you can barely feed the two you have? It sounds to me like you'd be a really selfish mother to do that to your little girl. And I believed her. When you're a woman who's in a desperate situation, Dr. Gina, and you are scared and vulnerable, it's an easy time for people to tell you things that aren't true because you believe them. And they're very well rehearsed at organizations like Planned Parenthood at abortion facilities to say what you need to hear to convince you they truly care about you. And I believed her. So 3 days later, I walked into her abortion clinic, and for $350, I ended the life of my child. And I can tell you that from the moment I walked out of that place, I knew my life would never be the same, and I knew I wasn't the same woman who walked in just an hour earlier. I made the greatest decision and the biggest regret of my life.
Wow. Well, you know what? I've been there, sister, so I know exactly what you're talking about. I have been there, so I understand that that place of just being so vulnerable, and then the enemy, I would say, just speaking, you know, the whisper on the other side of the show, on the other shoulder, you know, it would be so much better and so much easier if this was like this and, you know, that type of thing. So what lessons, I mean, have you learned from all of that through this, you know, to be able to communicate with those as an advocate at this time, taking what you've experienced and now, you know, this is how I feel about this. How do you translate that to your audience and to the people that you're speaking to?
Well, first of all, Dr. Gina, if I hear what you're saying, I want to say I'm sorry for your loss, and I'm sorry for our losses and the fact that we relied to, at the most, as I said, vulnerable, desperate time in our lives. And what I say to audiences is there's nothing, that is greater than a God we serve who can help. And if you go to the right places, and you're right about the enemy will use people. He used the woman in the abortion clinic who actually looked at me and said, never think of this again when you leave here. You're so young, you can have children later. And as soon as I handed her my $350 cash and she put it in her cash drawer, her entire countenance changed, Dr.
Wow.
I'm talking before my eyes, this woman who had been so compassionate and kind to me changed and looked at me and said, if you change your mind when you're on the table, you don't get your money back because we don't give refunds here.
Wow.
And it was, now looking back, it was so demonic. So what I'd say to people and to women who find themselves in those situations is I thought I was a Christian at the time. I was a young girl who prayed and talked to God, but I really had never accepted Christ as my savior. But let me just clarify, many women I counsel and meet have accepted Christ as their savior, and they're still walking in abortion clinics and choosing abortion.
Wow.
So we've got to show support to these women, Dr. Gina. Women need support. The majority of them, if they just knew there was a place to get help, they wouldn't walk into abortion clinics. I told someone recently, women don't wake up and say, I want to go kill my baby today. They feel trapped. They feel helpless. They feel like this is the best choice because whether they've been convinced by a family member, a boyfriend, a husband, or a friend, they're convinced, well, they love me. They want what's best for me. But I'm going to tell you that God loves you and that this is never a decision or a choice he would want you to make or make for you because he knows the damage that's going to come afterwards. Let's think about this, Dr. Gina. Our children that are aborted are with Christ. They're immediately in the arms of Jesus. But it's the men and women left behind who choose abortion who have to deal with the ramifications of choosing abortion. And that's what the abortion industry doesn't want to talk about. Because if they talk about that aspect of abortion, people will stop and think, wait a minute, so this is going to affect my life emotionally? physically, spiritually, maybe I need to think a little bit harder about it. So we've got to make sure people understand and they're educated to know that abortion does not just destroy the life of that unborn child. It can also destroy the lives of those parents.
Exactly. It's so true. There's a couple of things that I wanted to address, and one of them, and I do appreciate your apology, it's so much, you know, it brings up so many thoughts and emotions, and, you know, even still, that's why what you just said is so valid, because even though, you know, we may be stronger now in Christ and walking boldly for righteousness, you know, standing for righteousness and things like that, it took a process, but it's still there. You know, it's part of our journey. So it can never be just erased, you know, from our thoughts. You know, sometimes I wonder, you know, how old they would be, or how, you know, what would they be like? And, you know, it's just the thought sometimes, not all the time, but it's just something that you just deal with for the rest of your life. It's not, you know, you move on and you heal, but there's still, if it's part of your journey, it's what you call memory recall. Sometimes, you know, it could be just something that's in your subconscious because of trauma, or it could be a spirit called memory recall that can, you know, demonically can try to bring up stuff to play guilt on you. But I would have to seem to think that if it's part of your journey and you were pregnant, you know, God knows all the choices that we make, we have free will to do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I love that, Dr. Gina. And when you saying that reminded me of something that happened recently, because you're absolutely right. I've been through after abortion trauma recovery. I now facilitate and teach and minister and counsel women and men who have experienced after abortion trauma through my work. And I will tell you that recently I was speaking at an event, and sometimes I get really emotional. I mean, you're right. It comes up. You're talking about a child, a living, breathing human being that was your baby that you ended the life of. And so I had a woman come up to me and she said, "Victoria, oh, thank you for speaking, but I'm just concerned for you." And I said, "And how? Tell me what you mean." And she said, "You just got so emotional talking about your abortion and your child's life, and it just made me worry for you. Are you sure you're healed?" And I looked at her and I said, "Well, do you have children?" She said, "I do. I have three." I said, "Well, if you lost one of them, would you grieve the rest of your life for that child?" She said, "Oh my gosh, I'd be devastated." I said, "Well, for women like me, just because we chose abortion doesn't mean after healing we'll stop grieving those children. We'll grieve them the rest of our life. So yes, I'm functional, you're functional, but we have our moments." I tell young girls who say to me, "Well, Victoria, you turned out okay. I love what you do, and I've been following you, and I'm going to go ahead and have an abortion because I figure I'll be okay." I'm like, "Hey, don't use what you see on social media to be your excuse or to condone you walking into an abortion clinic. What you don't see are the days I'm in the fetal position, crying my eyes out for the loss, begging God to help me again, wanting to just lose it because of the choice I made. You don't see those things. Yes, I function. I go on. I don't want my child to have died in vain, but that does not mean the pain's not still there."
It is so true. And that brings me, as you said that brings me to one point and then another point. And I just want to hear more from you. I would like to see laws change so kids under 18 cannot get abortions without their parents, because each one that I had was under the age of 18.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I had the money, paid them, and got on the table. They didn't ask for no parental consent.
Yep. And think about it. Kids can't go to rated R movies, but they can walk into abortion clinics and end the life of their children. It's
And that's a medical procedure. I don't even know how that's possible.
I do know how. It's possible because the abortion industry is a multi-billion with a B, dollar industry. They've got money in the back pockets of politicians and in all the right people to make sure that they continue to keep these laws from happening. They can continue to perform 2,700 plus abortions a day, 40% on minors. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. We've got to pay attention to what's happening in our communities. We've got to pay attention to who we're voting in.
It's really, really sad. And I mean, at that age, of course, you're like, oh, great, I can get it done. But when you get older and you think like you didn't have anyone that can consult you, you didn't have any adult, you know what I mean? Like you closed the doors to any assistance or any other option or any, you're listening to your friends that don't know squat. They know just as much as you do or less. You know what I mean? So you're already got ungodly counsel, uneducated counsel, unwise counsel. And then, you know, so now you, because of that, you isolate any option of any mature decision or any of that, just because you can walk in and say, hey, this is my decision. You know, I have the money. You sign here your legal medical rights away. Okay. And then you go on and you get this medical procedure done, which is taking the life of an unborn child. You know, it's so many things in that. And then the other thing I wanted to say is that last year during COVID, I did an interview about abortions. And, you know, it was my first time talking openly about it. Right. And it was very hard. I didn't realize how much I had sucked in and held in. Right. So I'm a lot stronger today to talk about it because I actually released it last year. But I also remember telling the interviewer that I apologized. I ended up calling and got in contact with one of the fathers. And I apologized to him for having an abortion. I just felt the need to do that because I didn't even give him a right to say anything about it. I just did it.
Wow. And I'm glad you brought up the man, because one of the things we've done in this country is we've basically emasculated men, and we've told them, stay out of our business. And, you know, I'll tell you something really quickly, Dr. Gina. When I wrote my book, they lied to us, because they did. I called the father of my aborted child, and I felt like he needed to know about the book, even though no one would know it was him I was talking about. I just felt like he needed to know. And I'd been through after abortion recovery. I thought I was through my healing process, so it was safe for me to call him. And when I called, he answered the phone. I said, hey, it's me. That's all I said. And he started sobbing. He said to me, because I've been waiting for this call for over a decade, to beg you for forgiveness for what I made you do. He said, I have been haunted by this and in therapy for 8 years dealing with
it.
I have protected you. I should have protected our child, and I failed you both. Can you forgive me? In that moment, Dr. Gina, I realized I thought I'd completely forgiven him, but I hadn't. So in that moment, I did. And then that's not the only thing that happened. The second thing I felt God speak to my heart on that phone call was, don't forget these men. These children had fathers, and these fathers are hurting. And what I've learned since that phone call, and I have kept my promise to the Lord. I have always spoke about the men. My next book, They Lied to Us Too, plural, is about men and abortion. It'll be out by the end of this year. And when I've interviewed these men for this book, Dr. Gina, they never met each other. None of them know each other. They have all used the word haunted to me.
Wow.
Which I found so interesting. And then at the end of the call, through tears, they're saying, thank you. Somebody's finally telling our side of the story, because we have felt like our mouths had to be shut, that we had no right to speak up. Well, they have the right. So men, if you're listening and you're a post-abortive father, whether you talked her into it, paid for it, drove her, or forced her to do it, or you didn't know, like this man Dr. Gina's talking about, you have every right to speak up and speak out against abortion, because your role matters just as much as the mother's.
Wow. That is a work only God can do, because not only have you been, you know, going through your healing process, but there is so much healing there that you're now able to see how it could have affected other people. You know what I mean? And then to be able to be able to humble yourself to go back and knock at that door. You know, that's only the work of God. And that's the healing that we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about forgiving yourself for after it was done. I'm talking about people that have had it done, because we're going to talk about how we're going to prevent this thing now, right? So let's talk about those that have had this done. You've made the choice. You know, God is able to heal you. You know, God forgives you. You repent, He forgives you. You have to forgive yourself, right? Go through that process of forgiving yourself, and then go through the process of forgiving others that you thought weren't there for you, that you, you know, thought, you know, maybe you blamed them because it's because of them you made the decision or what have you. You know, forgive them, and also forgive the Father. You know, forgive that person. But yeah, it's definitely a process. Now I want to talk about Victoria. How can we prevent? I know you are an advocate for pro-life. What are you doing, and what is the language that people are hearing to prevent the abortion now?
Well, I think it's got to be about support, you know, and yes, I am pro-life, but I got to tell you something, Dr. Gina, people like try to accuse me of wanting to control a woman's choices. And I'm like, that are so adamantly pro-choice. And I tell them, I'm more pro-choice than you are. And they'll say, what are you crazy? How are you more pro-choice than I am? Because I will educate and answer women all the questions they have, whether it's an adoption plan they want to talk about, an abortion, or parenting. All the abortion industry wants to do is give you one choice. It's abortion. It's the best for you. They have their own terminology. This is the best choice. You shouldn't do this. You don't want to be a single mom, or your husband doesn't want another baby. Whatever, they've got it all down pat. So what's got to change is we've got to let people understand that the pro-life people like me are not about controlling anybody. They want to tell me or people like me, you don't care about anything but the babies. And then what happens when they're on welfare or when they're not being taken care of? That's not true. I care, of course, about the babies, but I care equally about those women choosing abortion. We've got to show them support. The church, Dr. Gina, with all due respect, they need to step up. I'm so sick and tired of begging pastors to let me come and speak on this issue. Oh, that's too controversial, Victoria. We could have pro-choice people in our churches. Well, guess what? Your place is a place for God.
What happened, Victoria? We lost you. Oh, there you go.
I'm saying the church is a place where we should be bringing conviction to the Christian, Dr. Gina. And my gosh, if you want to try to convince me God's for abortion, I don't know what God you serve. But the God I serve is not in abortion.
100%. Let me tell you something. This is why God opens up other platforms for you. Believe you me, you're not going to get invited to the party because people don't want the truth. So
you're right.
They don't want controversy. They want bubblegum, feel good, bring in your tithe and offerings messages. They don't want, you know, truth that's going to convict people and actually draw them closer to God, you know, and that's
Dr. Zena, but then now they can't complain about the shape we're in then. Someone told me recently, we don't deserve everything that's happening in this country right now. I said, are you serious? We deserve this and worse.
Because of all of the abortions, that the blood that's been shed through all of the years.
Absolutely. And we've stood by and allowed it to happen, or stuck our heads in the sand because we don't want to get involved because we think it doesn't apply to us. You are wrong if you don't think this abortion industry doesn't apply to you. When we do nothing, we're doing something. And I am telling you right now, I believe, Dr. Gina, with all my heart, that so many of the issues going on in this country today all relate to abortion.
Yeah.
And until we take a stand against our own American Holocaust, because that's what I look at abortion as, that if we don't take a stand against it, as I said, you're taking a stand for something. What is it?
Listen, that's what Jonathan Cahns talks about. And you can go get, Hamburger, I can't even say the name of the book. He's got a book, Jonathan Cahn, Harbinger, 1 and 2. You can get it. And also, I want them to follow you, Victoria Robinson. Tell everybody where they can follow you, connect with you, and book you to speak the truth. Where?
Well, you can find me on Instagram at R Victoria Robinson. I'm on Facebook as Victoria Robinson. I deleted my Twitter account because I just got sick and tired of what was happening on Twitter. And you can, my website actually today or tomorrow should be live, and it's victoriarobinson.org. If you've had an abortion and you're looking for after abortion care, get in touch with me. Find me, reassemblelife@gmail.com. You can email me there. That's a temporary email address. Dr. Gina, I'd love to invite you in the future. If you want to go through, I'm getting ready to start another retreat tomorrow. It's a 3.5-day retreat for after abortion recovery. And Dr. Gina, I'm going to tell you, even I've been working in 26 years in this work, gone through this retreat myself 26 years ago. It changed and transformed my life because over 10 years I've been in the guilt and shame of having an abortion. And I still get healed every time I facilitate them. So if you're a Christian and you say, well, God's forgiven me, and praise God, but this is specifically designed counseling for men and women who've had an abortion. If that's something you're interested in, get in touch with me. I'll help in any way I can. If you're someone who's pregnant and you're in a crisis, you don't know what to do, get in touch with me. I have got plenty of resources to help you. And honestly, that's my heart. I just want to help you not make the choice Dr. Gina and I made. There are better options than abortion. But if you've already made that choice, God loves you. God wants to heal you, and God can still use you.
Amen. I love this. I'm in. Just send your information to me, and I'll connect with you. And I want to be able to support that on air and in person. So just let me know where the retreat is, and just send me all the information, and I will go ahead and spread the word. I'm so for this. Like I said, this is dear to me, and I've gone through the process as well. So to everyone, including you, Victoria, you know, I just continue to pray strength for us and healing for us all, and that God will continue to get the glory out of our lives, of his forgiveness, his faithfulness, and his unconditional love. People will see that through our testimonies. And just be strong and just continue to draw closer to God, and he will draw closer to you in Jesus' name. All right. Well, Victoria, I love you. You know, you are a friend, family to the show now. You're more than welcome to come back on to talk about any of your retreats, your book coming out, everything that's going on with you. We just stay connected so we can make this happen, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and I look forward to talking with you again soon. God bless you guys.
God bless you. All right, you guys, love that segment. I hope you were inspired and blessed by that. And there's so many more options, so many more. Nobody's trying to make the decision for you, but we just want to give you the information, the resources, so you can make a profound decision, not just scattered in emotions, but you will know all of your options, and you will have the support to feel like you're not alone. All right. That's all it's about, love and support. All right. Listen, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we got In His Presence with Minister Nicole Atkins. We'll be right back after this break.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order this series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig. Everybody's looking at you.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Now, this dude is just ask you to say whatever you'd like and then close it off by saying, and now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
I'm ready.
Let's do it now.
Hi, my name is Jackie, the educator, and I am so glad that you have decided to tune in today. I'm excited about the radio broadcast that is Dr. Gina's radio show, and I believe you will be blessed by it. So thank you again. This is Dr. Gina's radio show.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Radio chat.
Let's do it now.
Hi, this is Jackie, the educator, and I'm glad you've decided to join in with Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Hi. Welcome to this month's In Your Presence monthly devotional. Super excited to be with you on this day. And I cannot believe we're already back in school. Fall is upon us, and it's so befitting for what I want to share with you today. And the title, if I had to title this devotional, it would be Become Like a Child. Yes, I said it, Become Like a Child. I'm going to be reading Matthew's 18:3-4 from the NIV. And the scripture says, and he said, truly I tell you, this is Jesus, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whatever takes the lonely position of a child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. He said, therefore, whoever takes the lonely position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. You know, when I read that, it just really prompted my spirit. It spoke to me in such a simple way. And God said, stay in the posture of being teachable. This is what he was really saying to the disciples. Stay in the posture of being teachable. Approach God with the curiosity of a child. You know, having that childlike spirit. You know, when your child comes up to you and they want to know something and they're excited and they come up to you and say, Mom or Dad, and they have a question and it's something that's just piquing their interest, God said, approach him in the same manner. And listen, when we do this, when we approach God with this curiosity and a teachable position, watch the Holy Spirit open our eyes of our understanding. He brings us to new levels of wisdom. He brings us to new levels of understanding. We begin to experience joy and peace that comes when he talks about take the low position. He's talking about when you come to him, come with humility that you don't know everything. You may have missed something. So come to him with humility. Come to Christ with excitement. Come ready to be taught, to be a teachable a person. Come ready to have your curiosity piqued. Come ready to learn something new. Okay? I just love this. And I said it's so befitting. You know, we're back in school. Our kids are back in school. And we need to stay in school with God. We need to stay there and allow him to teach us. Take that lonely position. He said, this is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And listen, he says, unless you become like a child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You will never come to the fullness, the full knowledge of who he is on earth as it is in heaven. So listen, my friends, become like a child. Be bold today and decree and declare that for yourself, that I will be like a child. I will take that posture and I'll be teachable and I'll approach God with a curious spirit and with a spirit of excitement. And so I can be enlightened and have understanding and wisdom. Amen. Amen. So listen, I love you. Know that I'm cheering for you. If you want to connect with me on Facebook or Instagram, please look for me under Nicole Atkinson on Facebook and on Instagram, it's Nick_purpose. I would love to connect with you. Also, you can check out my website, which is www.nicoleatkinson.com. And whatever you need on that website, there's a place where you can go and share what you need and how you want to connect with me and what avenue. So listen, until we see each other next month in October, be blessed and know that I love you and know that I am cheering for you.
All right. That was beautiful. I love every minute of In His Presence. And it's just so soothing and so calming and so the glory of God. I love it. That was Minister Nicole Atkinson with In His Presence. Be like a child. All right. And we have Victoria Robinson talking about abortion, pro-life advocate. And that was truly good. And we had ministerial moment. And we were talking about how it's easier to get a camel, y'all, in a eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to get in heaven. Boy, help us somebody. Come on, Jesus. Because I'm telling you, that word right there is a fact. Okay, that is a fact. Money is the root of all evil. If we don't keep our eyes on God, that devil will drag us far away from him and keep us away from the truth and blind us so we can't see. I'm telling you so much. Thank God for the light, oh God, that shines through darkness, Father. And may the souls that don't know no better, Father, come to know you in Jesus' name. Lord, have mercy. Help us, Lord. And bless those, Lord God, that are believers in you, that exemplify your kingdom on earth, that seek your face diligently. May you expand them, Lord God, in their territory and get them to the places that they will be that we will be influencers in this generation, glorifying you in Jesus' name. Lord, have mercy. All right, you guys. What a show. What a show. What a show. Live healthy. Live whole. Live in your destiny. Until next time, I'm loving you. This is Dr. Gina. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy. Live whole. Living in